At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ha. Love it.
Smooth.
Unfortunately, we're going to have too much sunshine today with the tennis match. But I'm hoping the lament expressed in this song is what Jack Fritz will feel at around 1 p.m. today. That's my hope. All right, we broadcast in the NovaCare Complex. Eagles will practice in 2.5 hours. The tennis match is coming up in 5.5 hours at FDR Park. From the NovaCare Complex today, part of Champ Camp. It's driven by Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. Good morning to you. Good morning. James, of course, one of our favorites, Mr. Ruben Amaro.
Ruben Amaro Jr. in studio, brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto, 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving, cjtire.com.
Rube, how are you, pal?
I'm doing great. Doing just perfect.
Perfect.
Hold on a second.
Just
here.
Perfect.
Just perfect.
It does feel perfect out here.
I mean,
right
look
now.
At the look at
it's
how,
pristine.
Look at the field and how the sun shines off of it. That's ain't
I
no
feel,
sunshine when
I
you're
I feel
gone.
Like I geek out on that every morning, and
it's really
Joe gets tired of hearing it.
It's really cool.
It's beautiful out here.
It's gorgeous. Yep. I've only been on this complex
so much work
just a few
goes
times,
in.
But every time I come here, it's pretty magical.
It's awesome, man. Yeah. You got a good relationship with Howie, right?
Yes.
You guys are from the days where you're both running organizations, and you kind of bond over that. Is that the way it works?
I guess we bonded a little bit during that time and got a chance to have a couple of meals together, maybe a couple of cocktails. And, I just greatly respect the way that he's kind of gone about it because it's been, a little bit up and down for
tumultuous.
Him. Tumultuous. Tumultuous.
Yeah.
1-0. And I think it's a real credit to him to have come back and to be like the best executive in the
unbelievable
whole NFL.
And really one of the best in all sports.
Maybe one of the best in all sports. Yeah.
Commitment to improvement that's echoed throughout the organization. I mean, it really is a bunch of like-minded individuals in Philadelphia. And we get to talk to these young men here at camp, and I can't get over how that vision is reflected in every one of these kids. They come in the door and it's already they're character guys, and then they're just sort of simmering in character and all of the right surroundings, when they get into the NovaCare facility, and it just continues to really, like they say, improve them 1% every day. That's the goal, and I think you can see it.
Yep.
And by the way, yesterday when Cooper DeJean was in here, he's gigantic. He is
he really?
So much bigger than a cornerback is supposed to be. I thought that was amazing. So, yes, these young men are full of character, but they're also studs. I mean, like, studs physically. He is a huge reason why this team was so great last year. We all know that.
Well, there's no question.
But I'm telling you.
He was named one of the top 100 players.
Yeah, he was named number 60 in the top 100 as a rookie from last year, which is an incredible accomplishment in terms of his peers admire him for how he plays, the way he wraps up when he tackles.
He's a great player.
The way he hits, the way he always brings it, the way he's consistent. His game is so complete for a cornerback, and that's what you need in a nickel, a guy who can do a little bit of everything. But the fact that he can do that linebacker stuff even more, that meant last year when he was healthy enough to play and we got into our nickel, which has him as that strong side linebacker, so he can split out to the slot.
Yep.
That's our best look. That puts our best 11 guys on the field, and teams can't get us out of that. Normally, you'd have to pull him off the field and get bulky it's a
unbelievable
run.
Player.
You put a 260-pound plug linebacker in there to hit the guard that's pulling and trying to kick him out. You don't have to do that.
No,
you don't have to
very
do that
complete.
With Cooper DeJean.
It'll be interesting.
Meanwhile, he can cover your best wide receiver in the slot. It's incredible. He, Jalen Carter, they are the reason last year turned out the way that it did. Why our defense was so fantastic.
Well, let's not forget Quinion and Bond, because those guys were great too.
Yes.
All right, let's get to the calls. There's a lot of calls to get to here. We're looking for your thoughts on whether this is really a team with the Phillies that you can say 2 days before the trade deadline, it's like they're good enough to go for it. Because the more I watch them play, it's like I know we want them to go for it, but is that because we want it or because they have proven to deserve it? I mean, do the veterans in this team really deserve for the Phillies to give up a lot of their core minor league players? Like, would it really put them over the top? I watched a game like last night, and I say, man, I don't know that it would. Let's go to Sean in Delaware. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
What up, Sean?
What's up, everybody? I wanted to chime in with my Phillies. I think they should go for it. You know, you don't have too many times in your franchise's history where you're sitting there repeatedly knocking on the door. And it's clear that not only have they had a slight deterioration each year in the playoffs, I think most people would agree that all of their star players, for the most part, have also had a slight deterioration. So you're either going to go for it now or, start selling off pieces and rebuild or whatever you're going to do. But if you're going to try to win a World Series, you really do have an opportunity if you could upgrade a little bit. And the only other thing I would say is that for every Ryan Sandberg, there's 19 out of 20 that aren't, and
sure.
Most prospects are just that. They're prospects. You're hoping that they can develop into a star player, but if you can trade prospects for a star player, you can't do better than that.
Well, yeah, look, that's obviously the goal. I mean, the problem is you don't want to lose someone that can help you for 10 years, particularly if you go out with a whimper this year, which is really possible, Sean. I mean, as of right now, the Phillies would be starting on the road in a wild card round. And the whole thing could be over on the Wednesday when the playoffs begin, like Tuesday, Wednesday, and you lose. Now, I'm not saying that'll definitely happen. I'm just saying it could.
Well, especially because if you make trades, that theoretically helps you compete for the division, too.
It does. No, that's absolutely right. I mean, I'm just telling you, Sean, the closer we get to this trade deadline, the more cautious I feel about it. Because I watch a game like last night, and I just see two runs.
So if they score 12 runs tonight, will you feel like we should go for it?
Well, no, you can't look at it.
It seems like you should not be affected by the one. Yeah, it's a downturn. Think about the previous series. That was an offensive bonanza.
It was. But we also know on the whole that they're not. Like, we remember the 07 and 08 Phils. I mean, Ruben, you're 07 and 08 Phils. 07 was the best offense you guys had. 08 was probably the second best offense. But in 07, I mean, that was unbelievable.
Scored a lot of runs and,
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Put a lot of teams on their heels with our bats. And that's why we thought it was so important after that to try to shore up the starting pitch.
Yeah, and you did, and you improved it quite a bit. Yeah.
Why is it that, and this might just be a really dumb question, that maybe you just had better guys who were more consistent offensively, but how do you get, what's the key to being more consistent offensively?
If your offenses were better.
Better players.
Yes, yeah. Joe, and that's what we're asking the Phillies to acquire.
If it is that simple, then shouldn't we go out and buy a guy who,
better
you know,
players.
Is hitting 36 home runs right now? Like, that seems to make sense.
Yeah, I think that does make sense. And it's only because, and I think we have talked about it a little bit earlier, is that this team is super talented. It's not super consistent. And I think if you just add a piece to this, or two, hopefully two, that this can really separate, they can really separate themselves from the other teams. Yep. There's a lot of mediocrity out there, and they can be way better than a lot of teams when they're hot and they add a piece or two. I got to believe that this is something that they have to try to take advantage of, because there's no great teams.
No, there's not.
There really aren't, and everybody's beatable.
Hey, Sean, give me an answer. A title with weather in it.
Most famous, or maybe arguably close to the most famous football game in history, the Fog Bowl.
So that's a title of a game. Do we count that, guys?
Well, fog is weather. Right?
No. The question is, we usually are looking for a movie, a title.
Yeah.
It's a name of a game.
Like, are we counting
it
that?
It has been given a famous name, but yeah, that's a tough one.
Ruben, what's your ruling on that?
I've got thumbs down.
Thumbs down. It's not enough.
It's not an official song title. And it's not an official title of anything.
James, do we give some leeway?
I think I'm with Ruben. I agree. I think we can it gets unwieldy if we start doing that.
Okay, I think it gets.
You talk about the '93 Phils that broke your heart.
Yeah.
That game broke my heart.
What game?
The Fog Bowl.
Well, the only thing about the Fog Bowl. So here's where it didn't break my heart. They had just started to get good, and I thought.
But I knew they were really good that year.
Well, they were.
And it was just, I couldn't believe that we got screwed so badly by that.
Well, they screwed, but they also killed themselves. Ruben, do you know the Eagles advanced into the red zone, ready for this? 9 times in the Fog Bowl and scored 12 points.
Didn't they throw the ball a ton, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, Randall had over 400 yards passing.
What is that? Why?
Well, they also didn't have a running game, to be fair. Yeah. That was part of it, James.
Okay.
They didn't have a running game.
I was too young for it.
And
like
you got to remember, they had Mike was still good. They had a young Chris Carter, and they had Keith Jackson.
Yeah.
And that was, let's throw the ball. And part of throwing it also was Randall would run.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Anytime Randall would hand the ball off, especially when he was young, it would take his running out of the equation.
Was there a better athlete than Randall Cunningham ever?
Ultimate weapon.
On a football field.
Bo Jackson.
Maybe Bo.
Mike Vick, too.
Mike Vick was awesome. I remember watching Mike Vick thinking, I'd love to have this guy in center field if I could get this guy.
Oh, no question. I think the three best running quarterbacks of all time, in whatever order, are Lamar, Vick, and Randall. I would probably go Lamar 1, Vic 2, Randall 3, but it's close.
I think
it's
really Vic 1.
Vic in his prime. Yeah. Vic in his prime.
Vic was the most explosive.
Vic was more straight line fast, but I think Lamar was more like running back shifty.
Lamar makes more people miss.
John, who would you choose? Lamar, Vic, or Randall? Best running quarterback of all time. They're very different styles.
Oh, man. If we're just going the running part,
running element, yeah.
I do think Lamar is the toughest to tackle. I think he's the most talented. I think the speed is another level. I think he's probably like a 4-3 guy. And that's...
Well, yeah.
That's, are we sleeping on Jalen?
Oh, yeah, Jalen's not. I mean, no, he's not amongst those three. No, no, no.
He's pretty darn
good. He's very good, but he's...
He's not as good as Donovan was. Donovan was definitely...
He's a stronger runner than all of them.
Oh, he's better than Donovan. Yeah, he's better than Donovan.
No, he's not better than a young Donovan as a runner.
Here's where I'll agree with Joe. A young Donovan.
Oh, yeah.
I was mad at Donovan when he decided he didn't want to run anymore.
Yeah,
it was a weapon.
Yeah, young
Donovan.
I mean,
Donovan. He was... Jalen.
Not same level.
I think you're overrating. Young Donovan was a great runner. You're underrating Jalen. Yeah, you're underrating Jalen.
All right. Ruben, bizarro story yesterday. Rob Manfred and... Bryce reportedly, according to Jeff Passan, tells him to get the F out of the clubhouse.
He does.
When
What's
the salary
the
cap
for?
Comes up. What'd you say, James?
What's the F stand for?
It's not friendly.
Fred.
Is that EFF?
Get the Fred out of here. Ruben, so are you surprised that it got to that level?
I am surprised by it, but the messages, I guess, that Manfred, I guess he's having some meetings with a bunch of teams, and he's trying to sort of get things rolling, so to speak, and it sounds like they're intimating that a salary cap is something that's going to be necessary, and I will tell you unequivocally that the MLBPA will not ever accept a cap.
I
don't think it'll ever, having been a part of the union and having been a part of the other side, I don't think it'll ever, ever happen, because that's the reason why the Ohtanis and the Harpers and all, you know, the Sotos of the world get the contracts that they're getting.
Yeah, I agree. Look, we actually have a salary cap question, part of the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet celebrates 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. So of the four main team sports in America, football, basketball, baseball, and hockey, obviously MLB, baseball, it's the only sport without a salary cap. The other three over the last 35 years or so has implemented a cap. So we ask you this question. Do you, as a fan, want MLB to implement a salary cap? Yes or no? I do not. And there are some merits to it, but it is nice to have one sport that doesn't have a cap. I mean, it's fun. Now, it's obviously...
To not do math when you're, you know, trying to figure out a player you
right.
want?
And to sustain success, you know, without it being harder to, you know, to do so. Now, the Phillies have a big advantage. If we were, let's be real, if we were the Pittsburgh Pirate fans... Or, you know, pick another scrub team, we would probably say.
But that's where baseball has to do a better job of making those teams spend money.
100%.
I mean, it's a joke.
It's really
that they
bad.
Don't.
It's
really
embarrassing.
Bad.
Honestly, it's an embarrassment.
There has to be, if they're going to even consider a cap, then the floor has to be
Correct.
Significantly
yes.
different.
Well, that's any cap would have
and
a floor.
I don't know that that some of those teams are willing to do that. The Pirates of the world and the Tampa Bays of the world. I don't know that they'd be willing to have a floor.
Yeah, I don't think they would. Look, I don't want a cap, and I'm often pro-owner in a lot of these conversations, but not this one. I do not want a cap. Second poll question today. If I beat Jack in tennis today, we'll find out in a few hours if it happens, but if I beat him, will I, in your opinion, become the favorite to win the overall best-of-five competition? James has been saying, no, I won't. Because James feels confident I'll lose running and says that basketball still leans Jack's way. But let's find out from you. Yes or no, if I win today in tennis, will I become the overall favorite in the best of five? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's listen to something Jack said yesterday. Of course, the afternoon show, their final show before the tennis competition, they discussed it quite a bit yesterday, including Jack saying this.
Jack, have you played tennis leading up to tomorrow's Fritz to Camera 3?
Yeah, so I got out there yesterday.
Okay.
And was whacking the old tennis ball around.
Okay.
Yeah,
who
sure
are you
was.
Playing with?
My good pal, Goose.
Okay.
So neither of us tennis players were baseball players, converted into tennis players for a day.
Okay.
But I will say, it was a lot like riding a bike. I think people are expecting the camera to win tomorrow, and that's fine. I hope you do that. Again, I want to lower expectations. But I think
doubt me, he says.
I actually think I'm going to surprise people tomorrow with my tennis skills.
Okay.
I will tell you right now, he's played tennis. He's lying about not having played since 8. You don't say it's a lot like riding a bike when you haven't played in like 20 years.
Yeah, that's
years.
Correct.
So
that's
I don't believe him. he's been lying to you.
Could be. Could be. John, what do you make of what he
said? That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. This has been fishy all along. Him saying, whatever. You know, like, it's one of two things. And I really have been thinking about this a lot. Mm-hmm. He either thinks this doesn't matter at all because he will all but certainly beat you in the race and basketball. Like, maybe he has a ton of confidence in his ability as a basketball player because he does have a major size advantage over you. Maybe he thinks that will matter. Or, I don't know. What the heck? What in the world are we looking at?
I have it on good authority that he actually played in a National Junior Tennis League.
So he,
come on, man.
He certainly
don't break my heart, Raven.
His hand has been behind his back.
Yep. I don't know. I'm not convinced of that.
Lion.
He's also a sarcastic. He's also a sarcastic guy, though.
So you're right.
When he says it's like riding a bike, that might just be his sarcasm thing. Mm. Because I do believe he hasn't played much lately. I think that's likely true. But I don't know.
I can't imagine saying it's just like riding a bike, saying that about something that I hadn't previously mastered or, you know, felt good about my ability at.
What do you think, James?
I continue to think, I don't think Jack plays tennis.
I don't either.
I don't think he's played tennis in a long time. I think maybe he's played here and there over the years or whatever, and he's just saying, like, picking up a racket again. Like, he is not, I think he's played tennis before in his life, and I think that's what he's referring to. But I do not think that tennis, that he, like, plays tennis at any sort of consistency.
Look, I think we're going to know.
So
in
you
the
think
first...
he's overestimating himself entirely? Jimmy.
Well, I think
he thinks
right?
a better athlete than Joe, and I think that when it comes to running and the heat and being in shape and all that type of stuff, that being a better tennis player might not matter as much as that type of stuff. I think that's possible.
Well, here's the thing with tennis: it is a sport where you, like, I can't imagine just trying to serve the ball if I didn't know how to. Like, I don't know how to do that. I can't imagine trying to do that in a competitive situation and keeping the ball in. There's just no way I could do that.
Okay.
Jack, if he has not played tennis, there's no way that he's going to be able to serve.
Yeah, if he hasn't played, he'll lose. But if he's played, then he could win. We'll see. All right, well, look, the me versus Fritz thing, we hope to see a lot of people out there. By the way, you can weigh in on the Time's Yours line because Time's Yours will be the last. You know, you get the last crack at it today, right before the end of the show. Time's yours, 215-238-4500. Do you believe Jack? Do you think he's been playing possum here? Do you think this is sarcasm? What do you make of what he has presented publicly about his tennis thing? Who you're rooting for, and who do you think will win today? Time's yours, 215-238-4500. Regular phone lines as well. Coming up, not one but two very interesting developments in the world of baseball yesterday. Players the Phillies could try to acquire before the trade deadline. And, like, holy mackerel. I don't even know which development is bigger. We'll talk about it next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie from Training Camp with Ruben, Rhea, and Seltzer on 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.